Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. The day before Thanksgiving, we are brought to you by Geico and Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards those closing costs at rocketmortgage.com. We got Turkey Day tomorrow, baby. Good food, some good football. We had a ton of Champions League action today and yesterday, which we're going to recap in the middle segment. Coming up next, we'll have Giovanna Scroggins with us to talk some college football. She will be going to the Texas A&M game to cover that this weekend. She did go to SMU, so we're going to ask her about SMU and what their playoff picture looks like. We'll have Nick Douglas at 40 past the hour to dive deeper into the college football rankings. To switch back to Champions League today, Real Madrid and Liverpool played. Liverpool finally beat Real Madrid. They didn't have a single player on their roster who had beaten Madrid. They faced off a ton in the last 5 or 6 years in the Champions League, twice in the final. Liverpool never beat them in the final outside of 1980-1981. It was a 2-0 game, and Mbappe misses a penalty. We had a historic tie, if you want to call it. It felt more like a loss for Manchester City in the middle of the week as well. And we're going to dive deep into these NFL games tomorrow. The stinker, obviously, Giants and Cowboys. Lions and Bears is going to be very exciting. It's going to be a real, Detroit's -9.5, which is pretty crazy in that matchup on Thanksgiving Day. And the Packers, coming off a short week, will take on the Dolphins at home. Mike McDaniels, when asked how he's going to handle the Dolphins being, the narratives about them not being able to play in the cold, said he was going to be carrying around ice cubes in his pockets and throwing them at the players. He's hilarious. I absolutely love it. Man, I'm so excited to dive deep into this. We have some crazy NFL games on the weekend as well. Steelers, Bengals is going to be a great one. We got the Ravens and the Eagles. Listen, this Sunday night game, I think at the beginning of the season, you would have thought it might be the game of the year. 49ers versus Bills, but the 49ers are just in such rough shape right now with all these injuries and how they've been playing. But regardless, coming up next, Giovanna Scroggins here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
A lot of roadblocks. I got a new route, and I'm about buckets. Yeah, shootouts. Switch. If you weren't with me here in the gym, ain't no need to double back. Don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program. I get played like a slow jam. This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Responsible.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline USA. We are heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Turkey Day football is here. One of my favorite traditions is these games on these holidays, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, because the world stops. No one's going to work. Everyone's sitting at home, eating good food, doing what they do. And what better tradition than some NFL football? Specifically, I don't know. There's something about the Packers, the Lions, and the Cowboys playing on Thanksgiving that it just feels right, and I get so excited for these games. We'll start right there while we wait to get Giovanna in here. The New York Giants traveling to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. This is the Toilet Bowl. I'm going to admit that name. This is the Toilet Bowl of the NFL season. Giants are 2-9. They looked absolutely lifeless last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tommy DeVito, I don't believe, will be playing. I think he's injured. He got absolutely smoked in the end zone. I think we'll see Drew Lock playing in this game. Nonetheless, Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite, and I'm all over this. There is nothing more appetizing outside of the turkey and mashed potatoes that I'll be absolutely housing tomorrow that's as appetizing as this line. Total set at 37.5. I'm staying away because I think the Giants could put up less than 7 points, and I'm not trusting the Cowboys' offense against a relatively competent Giants defense. I know the Bucs just put up a 30-plus last week, but I think the Bucs just have a way better offense than the Cowboys with the Cowboys' running back room that they currently have and the fact that Cooper Rush is their quarterback. Nonetheless, I love CeeDee Lamb to have a big game here. I love him to score a touchdown here. He always shows up against the Giants, and he leads the league in receptions right now. Not in yards, but in receptions. They're struggling to catch him deep down the field. So I'm rolling with the Cowboys here, -3.5. I don't think we need to overthink this one, much like the Giants front office tends to overthink pretty much everything at this point, whether it's paying Daniel Jones $140 million, who, if you don't know, just got picked up by the Vikings today, or letting Saquon go to a division rival where he's going to win the league MVP this year. To touch on this Daniel Jones situation, I don't think Daniel Jones is a bad quarterback. And when I say that, I mean that we associate him as a bad quarterback because he got paid $140 million. I was having this conversation today with a couple of my buddies. If Daniel Jones was signed to a $40 million deal, we wouldn't be criticizing him as much as we did. He got all the criticism because of what he was getting paid, and that's not his fault. If someone offered me $140 million to be the quarterback of the New York Giants, I'd say yes in a heartbeat. So for me, this is a good pickup for the Vikings. I think he's a significantly better backup than Nick Mullins. He's had six or so years as a starting quarterback in the NFL. God forbid anything happened to Sam Darnold, and I hope it doesn't. You at least have a guy that's going to step in there and who's been there before, who's, you know, read NFL defenses, who's taken a ton of snaps. So it's not like you have some random guy getting thrown in there. Daniel Jones is competent, and I'm happy that the Vikings signed him. He's a good dude. It just didn't work out in New York. And, you know, for me, partially, it's because of the expectations that were put on him unnecessarily. Todd McShay said it best when he got drafted. He's a very solid NFL backup quarterback, and I think that's how he'll remain throughout the rest of his career in the NFL. So best of luck to Daniel Jones. Shifting to the 12:30 NFL matchup, Bears at Detroit. Lions are 10-1. Their only loss came against a fully healthy Bucs team in week two, where they went down 22-16. Since then, it has been absolutely perfect. And not only that, it's been blowout after blowout after blowout, with the exception of the Texans game, where for those who don't remember, they were down 23-7 at half and found out a way to win that game while Jared Goff threw five interceptions, which is more than he had throughout the entire season at that point. Nonetheless, Detroit is a -9.5 favorite. The total is 47.5. I do not know where to go here. The Lions defense is ferocious. Are they the best defense of the league? Absolutely not. But do they play with the most heart and the most belief? Absolutely. They get up for these games. They want to hang 50 on absolutely everybody. Their last two games, they won 24-6 and 52-6. So they've yet to give up a touchdown in the last two games. Very similar to what we saw with the Arizona Cardinals a couple weeks back, except that I don't expect them to regress here at all. I think that Detroit is going to absolutely steamroll the Bears. Caleb Williams had a relatively good game last week. He made a couple unbelievable throws, and he's really continuing to grow as an NFL quarterback. However, the Bears are 0-4 on the road. The Lions are 4-1 at home. Bears are 4-7 overall. Lions are 10-1 overall. I don't think this is one we need to overthink. That backfield 1-2 punch of Montgomery and Gibbs is just unbelievable. And I think that with all the other weapons in mind, Laporta, St. Brown, Jameson Williams, there's no result other than Detroit winning big here for me. But I do like the over because the Bears are capable of scoring. DeAndre Swift has had a pretty solid season. He didn't get as many touches last week due to a little bit of a hamstring tweak. But as we saw against a very good defense, in fact, in terms of fantasy, the Vikings are the number one ranked defense per ESPN fantasy-wise, and they hung up 27 against them, I believe. Let me check that real quick. Yep, they lost 30-27. So I like the over here, over 47.5. If I had to pick, I'm going to take Detroit -9.5, but I'm staying away from that one just because the, man, NFL underdogs this year, spreads over 7.5 have been absolutely crushing it, so I'm staying away from that. The nightcap on Thanksgiving, for those who stay awake, for those who can survive the tryptophan and all that turkey that we're going to be putting down, Packers at home versus the Dolphins. Green Bay is -3.5, total 47.5. Listen, under McDaniels, the Dolphins have been very, very, very bad in cold conditions, and they have been very, very, very bad against teams with a winning record. We just saw Green Bay play very well on the weekend, absolutely dusting the 49ers 38-10. Although, in terms of current health conditions, I think the Dolphins have a better offense. I just think I don't see how the Packers drop this one. I don't. It's going to be chilly. As of right now, it's predicted to be 28 degrees at kickoff. Tua does not play well in cold weather, the Hawaii boy. It's just, this is Packers, Packers, Packers for me. Get your cheese out, and I'm taking the Packers at -3.5, no doubt. And just to look ahead at the weekend, we're going to talk some college football at 40 past the hour with Nick Douglas. And, you know, this next segment, I'm going to dive into some Champions League action that we witnessed over the last 2 days. The Eagles and the Ravens. I was an Eagles hater for a couple weeks. After that loss to the Bucs, I was not feeling very good about them. until the game against the Bengals, you know, that second half for me was huge for them. You know, they put up 27 in the second half after being tied 10-10 at half and won the game 37-17. The Eagles have just looked so good. That defense has really come alive, and you just cannot say enough about Saquon. As of right now, the Eagles are on the road and they're a 3-point underdog. I might be rolling with Philadelphia in this one, strictly because the Baltimore defense has really not shown up at all. They gave up 23 to the Chargers. Granted, one of those, the game was over. There was very little time on the clock. Gus Edwards snuck in a touchdown to make it 30-23 game. But this Eagles offense is just so dynamic. If Nick Sirianni can just act like a normal human being and not do stupid stuff like we've seen him do all season, most notably against the Jaguars, where it felt like he went for 102-point conversions. And, I mean, he gave the Jags, a window of opportunity down to the final drive to win that game. I think that the Eagles can pull this off. To factor in as well, Justin Tucker, Brock Hines, you know, did a whole segment on this during his Sports in 60, which is a phenomenal segment. For those who don't know, follow us on Instagram, Sports Overnight America, to check that out. Justin Tucker has been having a really rough go at it. And on these spreads where it's a 3-point spread with a very dynamic offense and a defense that's very, very lively right now, I think I'm going to be rolling with the Eagles at +3 in this contest, despite just how insane this Ravens offense has been. When our good offense is going against a very solid defense and there's an equivalent offense on the other side of the ball going against a not so good defense, I'm rolling with the underdog in this spot every time. Over under set at 51.5. I'm staying away from it, although I do think there can be a lot of points scored. This Eagles defense scares me a little bit, so I'm going to avoid the total here and roll with the Eagles at +3. All right, up next, I'm going to be recapping the last 2 days of Champions League action. We had some historic results across the board. We have huge EPL games this weekend. We're going to dive into Friday at 5 Eastern on First Touch. But we got to chat some of this Champions League action. It was too good not to. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, coming up next here on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back. I'm my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest.
How you say heat your body? Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're going to bring Giovanna Scroggins in here in just a minute. Before we do, I need to touch on some of this Champions League action. Today's game, Liverpool at home versus Real Madrid. Liverpool win 2-0 due to 2 second-half goals. Alexis McAllister scored the first with a very, very nifty finish before Cody Gakpo put the seal on it in the 76th. Mbappe missed a penalty in this game. He is just having such a tough time at Madrid, and their season is, I mean, look, they're second in the league, 3 points behind Barcelona, but Barcelona, I mean, they look like two completely different teams. Barcelona went into Real Madrid, into the Santiago Bernabeu, and beat them 4-0. So although they're second in the league, look, La Liga is not exactly the most challenging league to play in. Don't get me wrong, there are very good teams and very talented players in the league. However, things are just not looking good for Real Madrid right now. This Mbappe experiment is having a lot of issues. They're injury-ridden right now. They have a ton of guys who are out. Mbappe is not playing well. The penalty that he took today wasn't even, you know, a great save. It was just a very poorly taken penalty. If that's a little bit higher into the top corner, a little bit closer to the side netting, it's a goal. But he fails to convert from the penalty spot. Liverpool cruise. This is the first time that any player on the active Liverpool roster beat Real Madrid. Real Madrid went into Anfield last year. They were down 2-0 15 minutes in, won that game 5-2. They won the second leg 1-0 and smoked them, knocked them out of the round of 16. We all remember the 16-17 final. Real Madrid won 3-1. It was the game where Karius had those two insane errors, for the first for the Benzema opening goal. And then the third goal, Bale shot right at him, lets it in. Second one, you couldn't have done anything about, a bicycle kick from Gareth Bale from the 18-yard box, one of the greatest goals in Champions League history. And then, again, in the final, just a couple years ago, Real Madrid win 1-0 on a Vinicius Jr. goal. So, Liverpool, let's talk about them real quick. They're top of the Champions League table. They have played 5 games. They have won all 5 games with a plus 11 goal differential. They've only conceded 1 goal. Not only that, they also sit atop of the Premier League table with 10 wins, 1 draw, and 1 loss. And the loss is kind of a fluke loss to Nottingham Forest. They have an 8-point gap on Manchester City. They play this weekend. Manchester City will travel to Anfield. If they win that game, they will have an 11-point gap on second in the Premier League. They're the top of the table in the Champions League. This team are playing at another level right now. The only team that's even really comparable to them is Barcelona, who are 3 points behind them in the Champions League table. They lost game week one of the Champions League to a Monaco team that they're far superior to due to a very bad red card for Barcelona. And here we are. To shift back to the Premier League to just discuss this Liverpool-Manchester City situation, they couldn't be in different spots. Liverpool are beating Real Madrid at home 2-0. We look back to yesterday. Manchester City tied Feyenoord, sorry, it's a Dutch team name, couldn't possibly figure out how to pronounce it, 3-3. Manchester City score in the 44th through Erling Haaland. Haaland adds another one in the 53rd, and Gundogan in between those scored in the 50th minute. As of the 74th minute, Manchester City at home are up 3-0. They become the first team ever to not win a game when they are in the 75th minute or beyond in the Champions League in history. They conceded in the 74th, the 82nd, and the 89th. Bad giveaways, poor goalkeeping. This is coming off of, mind you, four straight losses. The first time in Pep Guardiola's career that that has ever happened. And then this result, it makes you think, what is going on at City? And part of it might be, let's just look at the roster real quick. Ederson, 31 years old. Ortega, backup goalkeeper, 32. Ruben Diaz, 27. John Stones, 30. Kyle Walker, 34. Kovacic, 30, and injured, by the way. Gundogan, 34. Bernardo Silva, 30 years old. Kevin De Bruyne, 33 years old. Rodri, out injured for the season. So this is a team, they've won four straight Premier Leagues. Don't get it twisted. They won the Champions League 2 years ago. They're aging. They sold Julian Alvarez this summer to Atletico Madrid and did not sign a backup striker. Erling Haaland, yes, he scored two goals, but he is not having the best season, by his standards at least. So they're aging. They're injured. They do not have comparable backup players that can substitute in for a guy like Rodri. Kevin De Bruyne is constantly out injured. They have nobody to replace him. And now here they are. Don't get it wrong. They are second in the Premier League table. They are, like I said, though, 8 points behind Liverpool. And they cannot find a way to get a result. They haven't won. I mean, their last actual Premier League win was a 1-0 win against Southampton. And you think about that. Oh, they won the game. They scored 5 minutes in and failed to put another one past a team that is 0-1-8 with 1 point in the Premier League. Think about that. So what's going wrong at Manchester City? Is it Rodri is that important to this team? Is it their aging? Is it the injury history? Who knows? But what I know as a Manchester United fan is that I am enjoying this and enjoying every single minute of it. To pull up some other notable results, Bayer Leverkusen with a 5-0 win over RB Salzburg. We all remember they had an unbelievable season last year. They only lost one game throughout the entire season, and that was the Europa League final. Inter, they beat RB Leipzig 1-0, only through an own goal, though, which is a little bit shocking to me that they only won that one by one. They sit second in the Champions League table as well. Kind of a shocker. Bayern Munich, they win 1-0 at home against PSG. Dembele was sent off 56 minutes in after a Kim Min-jae opener 38 minutes in. But PSG kind of dominated this game. And at the final whistle, it was very odd. The Bayern team was celebrating like they won the Champions League. And for a team with this type of history, for the standard that's here, it was a little shocking to see them react that way. It was very odd. But look, it was a big win for them. They're not exactly having the best season by their standards at all. I'm trying to pull up here and see where they are in this Champions League table. They're sitting at 13th, which is, it's not the end of the world, but you'd expect a team with that type of history to not exactly react that way. Speaking of teams that have a lot of history in the Champions League, but kind of the opposite of Bayern Munich, they don't have a history of winning it. Arsenal, 5-1 win against Sporting CP. Obviously, Sporting lost pretty much their entire coaching staff, but this is a much-needed win for Arsenal. They beat Forest 3-0 on the weekend. Coming in here and winning 5-1 was huge for them. I actually thought that this could be a draw. I also did like the over here, so that cashed. Martinelli scored, Havertz scored, Gabriel scored, Saka scored, Trossard scored. So Arsenal are headed back in the right direction, but they had a pretty rough patch with all the injuries and red cards that they had, which is going to be concerning. But they have West Ham on the weekend. This should be another big win for them. West Ham are having a pretty terrible season, so that wouldn't be surprising at all. Hey, let's try and get Giovanna in here. She just told me to give her a ring, so we could have her chat a little bit about the game that she'll be going to this weekend. Giovanna Scroggins will be at the Texas A&M game on the weekend. We have a ton of college football implications going on this weekend. As of right now, Alabama is not in the college football playoff after their loss on the weekend. We're going to see how things shake out there. They're currently sitting at 13, kind of right in this area of they could make it but could not. Arizona State, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Alabama. Indiana fell to 10. So I had predicted that if they could be somewhat respectable, they're going to sneak in. Brock Hines brought up a great point. We can't just look at strength of schedule. We also have to look at margin of victory. Indiana had absolutely been smoking every single team that they came up against. Granted, it wasn't exactly the best talent. It's not their fault that Michigan had a bad team this year. They still beat them 20-15. It was their closest game of the season. And then they traveled to Ohio State, one of the hardest places to play in the country, against the number two team, arguably the best team in the country. And they lost 38-15. So I think it's deserving, being at 10-1, that they're still in this playoff picture. So, you know, we'll see how things end up. Just seeing here, Giovanni did not pick up. So I'll keep riding out with you guys until we get Nick Douglas in here. Coming up next, we're going to chat the college football rankings, college football playoff picture. I got to give it to Nick. And I'm going to ask him, how, you know, what magic ball does he have in his house? Because he predicted the Ole Miss Florida game as a trap game on the weekend, as well as the Texas A&M at Auburn game as a trap game as well. So if this guy's got a magic ball, we need to ask him to start gazing into it a little bit more and giving out some of these picks here live for us on air. I was right with him there. I rode both of those and was very, very pleased. Let's look at some of these matchups right now, the most intriguing matchups of this college football playoff, the way things stand. As of right now, if things stayed the same, Tennessee and Georgia are playing 8-9. That matchup is very, very interesting to me because we look back just a couple weeks ago. They faced off, and it was at Georgia, where in this particular scenario, it would be the exact same. For those who don't know, the first round of the college football playoff, the lower seed, and meaning that, you know, closer to one, is the home team. So Tennessee would be traveling to Georgia. They just played in that matchup just 2 weeks ago. Georgia beat them 31-17. What's interesting about this for me is that there's a whole game tape of them playing each other just a couple weeks ago. And how will that stack up? Are we going to see Georgia blow them out again if they face off? For me, as of right now, if things stay the same, Indiana going to Penn State, I am taking Indiana to win that game. I do not believe in this Penn State team. I don't think they're necessarily a good football team at all. And I think that Indiana, especially after all the talk, the negative talk about them, do they deserve it? Are they really a good team? I think they're going to go in there, make some noise, and upset them. They got Purdue on the weekend, which should be an easy W for them and should solidify their place in the inaugural college football playoff. All right, coming up next, Nick Douglas. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into this college football rankings, the matchups on the weekend, and a whole lot more. Do not move. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, here on Sports Overnet America. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Ty Levine. Before we get Nick Douglas in here, I absolutely butchered this pronunciation in the last segment. It's Feyenoord who drew Manchester City on the week. All right, enough of that. Nick Douglas, how we doing, my man?
What's going on, Tyler? We're doing well as we look to put a bow on what's been one of the craziest seasons in recent memory. We have a rivalry week where every team looks to put a stamp on their 2024 campaign and make the case to the playoff committee. Teams like Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee look to be in the clear, while the nationally praised Alabama and Ole Miss dropped their third game last week, placing them alongside a sleepy Missouri and a surging South Carolina. We've got a wild slate all weekend with the aforementioned team and every other team in action across the FBS. As we've seen all season, looks and point spreads can be deceiving. So we have a loaded weekend, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. And I got to give you credit. I just I gave the listeners the heads up that I was going to bring this up. You had these two games absolutely sniped last weekend. You said Ole Miss at Florida, Texas A&M at Auburn, both trap games. If either of them are going to make the cut, they need to make a statement. And neither of them made a statement at all. In fact, they flopped. How do you do it, my friend? I said you must have a crystal ball in the house. I mean, you had these two picked out. I'm going to ask, who are you most worried about in this weekend coming up?
So, you know, it's a great question because you can never count in a rivalry game. But with this season, it seems almost, it seems like every single week has had rivalry week style upsets where it's, as you know, I mean, this has been a very, very tough season to predict. I would say the team that's most in the most precarious position would be Alabama, and here's why. Hugh Freeze's job is on the line. So there's no more trickery. There's no more, you know, trying to find a way to make it work or putting up 10 points or 17 points in what's a key game. And I think the program to watch this offseason, I'm going to put it in now, is going to be Auburn. Because we know Hugh Freeze has it from an X's and O's standpoint. And Peyton Thorne's finally found his rhythm. I think he brings it against Alabama because this is a resume game for him. But the program at the University of Auburn has a lot on the line. And if Hugh Freeze doesn't make something happen, he knows he's out midseason. So I think the program to watch will be Auburn, and I think that Auburn-Alabama game will be very tight. Outside of that, across the conference, you know, obviously Texas A&M is a toss-up. I think LSU takes down Oklahoma. I've got Florida over Florida State. Florida looks like one of the hottest teams in America right now. Arkansas-Missouri, you know, that's a game where Missouri is, even though they're sitting at three losses, they're by no means in contention next to South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Alabama. I think Tennessee-Vandy is another one to watch as well because, I mean, those two teams are both staving elimination. Tennessee obviously has the upper hand. Vandy has proven that they can be a legitimate threat and they can be the giant killer, as has South Carolina. So you've got a bunch of good games across the country. I wouldn't shoo in Georgia over Georgia Tech either because Georgia Tech did take down an undefeated Miami. So just a lot of games to watch across the board. You've got them spaced out real neatly. You've got games on Friday. You've got games on Saturday. So this should be an absolutely loaded slate in what is going to be a crucial rivalry week.
I got to say, I've been seeing these reports all over social media about the Auburn players talking down on Ryan Williams, saying he's not special. What do you make of that? That's kind of a bold tactic. We see this happen all the time. Guys get all hot-headed and like to talk the talk in the media. They call out a specific guy, and it seems like what always happens is they show up and they go off. These athletes and these teams, they thrive for bulletin board material. Are you expecting a big game from Ryan Williams?
I am. I am. And I think that, you know, Auburn had the home field advantage. I might go as far as to pick Auburn to win that game. But, you know, talking a lot, coming off a big win, and then going on the road to your rival, I would personally advise against that. But, you know, these kids are going to be kids. You know, they're at the end of the year. Auburn has absolutely nothing to lose. And, you know, Alabama is fighting for their playoff spot. And I think, to be honest with you, this is going to be, once again, a week of making a statement. You know, if Alabama is going to make a statement as a three-loss team that should be in contention and should get a playoff spot, if they put up 50 against Auburn and it's, you know, a 52-10 route, they're going to be the top three-loss teams. And from all the projections I've seen, it looks like a three-loss team will be reviewed heavily from the SEC over two-loss Big 12, two-loss Big 10, two-loss Notre Dame, et cetera. So this is the chance. If Missouri's going to make a statement, if South Carolina's going to make a statement, if Alabama and Ole Miss are going to make a statement, someone needs to emerge as the front runner and say, hey, look, we're going to put 60 on our opponent, we're going to win by a large margin, and we're going to show this committee that we are a hot team and we can roll over this momentum into the first round of the playoffs.
Is there a team that's kind of on the bubble right now that you feel really good about getting in? And if they're going to get in, who do you anticipate getting bounced out of here?
So I think that you've got the most dangerous team right now to get into the playoff, to sneak in, I would argue is Tulane, and here's why. When the college football playoff was restructured, it never mentioned that the four Power Four champions had to be in. It was the five highest-ranked conference champions would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 12. And if you look at these standings, Tulane is one seed behind Arizona State, who's the presumed Big 12 champion. Now, whoever the Big 12 champion is, that's still, I mean, that is a wild race right now. And a lot of that's up for grabs. But if Tulane makes a statement against the University of Memphis, Tyler, you're going to see, you will see the green wave in the playoff. The wow. question is, who do they leap, and who does the Big 12 nominate? And the committee's made it clear that they won't weigh a conference championship loss against a team. But if Tulane handles Memphis at home, which by all rights they should, you're going to see a Tulane team in the playoffs. And that is the craziest thing that would happen that I don't think anybody's really accounting for.
Can you imagine a Tulane team traveling into Columbus, Ohio to take on Ohio State, how insane that would be. As of right now, how the bracket is laid out, I'm going to go in order 1 to 12. Oregon, Texas, Miami, Boise State, 1 through 4 seeds. They're all on a bye. We have Ohio State playing at home versus Arizona State, Georgia at home versus Tennessee, Penn State at home versus Indiana, Notre Dame at home versus SMU. I'm going to say it right now. If I'm picking one of these road teams to win in the first round, based off of what we're seeing right now, hypothetically speaking, everything stays as is, I'm all over Indiana beating Penn State. Am I crazy
really?
For that? Yeah. I don't think this
no,
Penn State
I
team is good.
I don't.
I think that this Penn State team has been overvalued all year. I think that they're ranked number four because they're called Penn State. I mean, you look at their schedule. Who have they beaten that's half decent? They beat a ranked Illinois team. They were, you know, ranked number 19. Okay. One ranked win. Sure, they played Ohio State close, but ultimately they lost to Ohio State at home. And other than that, they haven't beaten anyone good, and they're coming into, you know, the last game of the season against Maryland, by all means, they should take care of business there. So they haven't played anyone half decent. And to be honest, they haven't exactly, like, blown all of these teams out either. They played a close game against Bowling Green. They beat Minnesota by one on the weekend. The Wisconsin game, yeah, sure, they won by, 15 here. They beat USC by three. Like, I just don't think this Penn State team is as good as people think at all. I have absolutely no clue outside of the fact that the record is what it is, why they're ranked the number four team in the country. I think Miami is better than Penn State. They also have one loss. I obviously think that if Georgia, Tennessee, SMU, if any of them are going up against Penn State, I think they're winning that game. And with all the negative talk around Indiana after their loss to Ohio State, you couldn't miss it if you pay attention to college football at all. Everyone's talking about their strength of schedule. What people aren't necessarily talking about is that they've absolutely obliterated every single team that they've come up against, and their only loss is going to Ohio State, one of the hardest places to play in the country, and they lost 38-15. Okay, whatever. Regardless, they're still sitting at, 11-1, 10-1? Going to be 11-1 coming, after they beat Purdue this weekend. And I think that this is a team that thrives off of storylines and narratives. They all have ears. They all watch ESPN and everything. They see everyone talking down on them. I think they're going to come into this game with a chip on their shoulder and take down Penn State if that's who they face up against. Who do you have right now? Let's get into your idea of who's actually going to win this thing, because we can kind of now see the bracket. We're close enough to where we can assume that not much here will change. Who's on upset alert for you, and who as of right now is your favorite to take home the whole thing?
I think you bring up some great points, and I think this season has been just, if you think about it, Tyler, we have seen so many different teams just garner so much momentum so quickly and have it all fall apart really quickly. You look at Ole Miss, I mean, they've righted the ship twice, and dropping Florida, that pretty much knocks them out, barring anything crazy. And, I mean, you've seen it just across the country, these losses just get to be so deflating. But, you've got teams like SMU that have just been on a hot streak for weeks on end. And I'm hard-pressed to pick against SMU. Looking at this bracket now, if SMU skips to the second round, I think you're going to see what Texas is made of. And you're also going to see, much like a lot of different pro sports, you're going to have teams playing multiple postseason games. And I think that's important to take into account that, the teams that play in the championship, some will have played three postseason games. So you're looking at teams that are playing the top team in the country week after week after week. So you're going to really see, do we have this culture of, like in college basketball, you've got March coaches that are known to do well in the tournament. Are you going to start to see this with college football? Or is this going to be the opposite, where you've got the perennial coaches and the perennial powerhouses that really start to struggle down the line, while an SMU and an Indiana, who was, looking at an 8-4 season by the national media, is all of a sudden playing with house money and they're cruising to the Final Four. So I think that's another big thing to take into account. I love the way Georgia's looked. I think a statement win for them and a statement win for Tennessee puts those two, but I'm not high on the SEC winning at all. And here's why.
Really?
The SEC, in the new scheduling format, Tyler, beats up on itself so much throughout the year, between travel, between injuries, between week after week after week having to go on the road in front of 80, 90, 100,000, that really starts to catch up to these guys. And so I think you might see a scenario where teams like Oregon and teams like SMU and maybe even a Big Ten team, whether it's Indiana, whether it's Penn State, whomever, starts to really come alive in the playoff due to the fact that the SEC faces the gauntlet every single week, so that by the time you're reaching the second and third rounds of this thing, you start to run into issues where guys are just straight up exhausted.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I really like that point you made. I think, it kind of works in their favor and not in their favor as well. They play the best, so they're used to it, but at some point you just got to get exhausted. All right, Nick Douglas, thank you so much for joining us. We always love the insight on the SEC and college football as a whole. Always love having you on, my friend. Thank you so much. Up next here on Sports Overnight America, we got the 2-Minute Drill. I'm your host, Ty Levine. Thank you to Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America, all of our sponsors for allowing us to put on such a great show. 2 Minute Drill coming up.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, here with your host, Todd Levine, the 2 Minute Drill. For those who do not know, Blake Snell signs with the Dodgers. I mean, enough is enough. As a diehard Yankees fan, I'm worried, man. I'm worried. They're just assembling the Avengers of the MLB. Blake Snell is an absolute stud on the mound. They do another one of these deferred contracts. It's a $182 million contract. They're paying out $62 million. The Dodgers have now secured $964 million of deferred payments since July of 2020. And I think it's time that all these other teams take notice and maybe start structuring deals differently so we can make sure that other teams can compete. All right, in the first segment, I spoke about NFL Turkey Day football. I'm throwing together a little parlay with you guys live on air. I'm doing the over in the Bears-Lions game right now. It's at 47.5. The Cowboys minus 3.5. The Packers minus 3, it's plus 583. I'm absolutely loving it. $20 pays 136.67. Not too bad. We're going to talk a lot more about this game on Sports Weekend Friday at 6 Eastern. Myself and Marty Terrell will be with you guys. The Sunday night game, the 49ers traveling to Buffalo. At the beginning of the season, I swear to you, I know I'm not crazy. We would have thought this is going to be one of the games of the season, except that here we are. The Niners are 5-6. They are banged up. And the Bills, 9-2, are looking good. It's looking like they're getting Kincaid back this week as well. Coleman should be returning soon. Buffalo is minus 7 in this game. Who would have thought? And let's just think about this for a second. The Bills win this game. They're 10-2. The Niners drop to 5-7, last in their division. Uh-oh. Who would have thought? All right. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA. Guys, it is such a pleasure to be with you. I'll be back Friday, 5 Eastern, for another edition of First Touch, reviewing the English Premier League weekend, recapping the Champions League action and last week's games. Can't wait to see you then. See you soon. Hey.